Today is Friday, February 19th. We'll explain the newest crisis in Texas. Yes, power is still an issue, but access to clean, safe water is now the most pressing concern. Also, what to know about a newly proposed bill to overhaul America's immigration system, what's in it, and its chances of actually becoming law. Plus, where Facebook is banning news stories completely, how you can vote to help Amazon decide what it builds next. And we'll tell you about a first-of-its-kind animal clone. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, people in Texas are still dealing with the fallout of a historic winter storm, and now it seems the power crisis has turned into a water crisis. First of all, power is finally back on for most Texans, although there are still a couple hundred thousand people in the dark without heat. But now there's another more widespread problem. More than 14 million Texans are without safe drinking water. That's about half the population of the second largest state in the U.S. Over the past few days, pipes and water mains cracked, wells froze, and water treatment plants were knocked offline. Even some hospitals now don't have safe water. Around the state, the water issues vary. In some places, there's no water flowing at all. In others, people are being told to boil their water before using it. And elsewhere, water is flowing, but it's considered dangerous no matter what. The good news is Texas is finally expected to warm up this weekend, which should hopefully give crews time to fix the problems. It won't be cheap, though. Home, business, and auto insurance claims are still rolling in. And now insurance industry officials warn this could be the costliest weather event in Texas history. Yep, even more expensive than Hurricane Harvey, which brought in $19 billion in insurance claims back in 2017. And by the way, state politics have stayed pretty tense during all of this, with people debating who carries at least some blame. And now, Senator Ted Cruz has also been facing a lot of backlash for taking his family to Cancun, Mexico, while his home state of Texas deals with this crisis. Both Democrat and Republican leaders have said he abandoned the people who voted for him. But Cruz says he was just trying to be a good dad, taking his kids on a trip while school was canceled. He was scheduled to stay in Mexico through the weekend, but he did decide to return to Texas yesterday instead. He's now calling the whole trip, quote, obviously a mistake. Democrats in Congress unveiled a bill that would overhaul the nation's immigration system. One of the most notable parts of the bill, an 8-year pathway to citizenship for roughly 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. now. That includes so-called Dreamers, who were brought to the U.S. as kids. And all of them will have to pass background checks and pay taxes. The bill would also make more diversity visas available. Those are now offered to people from places like Africa and Europe, where it's more rare for immigrants to want to relocate to the U.S. Plus, this new bill would give more funding to immigration courts and technology. Democratic lawmakers say it's a historic step to address the overstretched immigration system, and they're calling it the humane response. However, some political analysts do not think it stands a chance at actually becoming law, since most Republicans will likely be against it. Even though Democrats do hold the majority in Congress, it's not a big enough majority to avoid working with Republicans if they want to pass this bill. Already, Republicans are criticizing the proposed law for a few different reasons. For example, South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace told Fox News she would have wanted to see more money for border security, and she said there should have been more funding given to the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Others say it's just not the right time to be thinking about immigration, since COVID-19 relief needs to be the top priority, and we need to get Americans back to work before bringing in more foreign workers. And then there are some who say they could support portions of the bill, but not all of it. So another option would be to break this bill up into separate, smaller measures. Expect negotiations on this when lawmakers return to the Capitol on Monday. American and Iranian officials could be coming together soon for a new round of nuclear talks. The European Union invited both sides to meet, along with the other five countries who signed on to the last nuclear agreement back in 2015. And the Biden administration just confirmed it's in. Remember, the U.S. left the nuclear agreement a few years ago. Originally, the deal was meant to keep Iran from building nuclear weapons, and in exchange, the U.S. and others lifted economic sanctions. But the Trump administration said Iran was breaking its promises, so the U.S. pulled out and brought the sanctions back. Now, the State Department under President Biden says it's ready to sit down and talk. That doesn't necessarily mean it will rejoin the agreement, but the U.S. is open to it if Iran can meet certain terms. The New York Times cited sources who say it's likely Iran will also RSVP yes, but no word from leadership there yet. If Iran agrees to, This will be the first substantial talks between the U.S. and Iran in more than 4 years. Stay tuned. Well, it's official. NASA's newest rover is now roaming the Red Planet. It's NASA's biggest and most advanced robotic explorer for Mars yet. Its name is Perseverance, or Percy for short, and it successfully touched down on Mars yesterday. It's a huge triumph because, remember, this was NASA's most complicated Mars landing yet, and it took years of prep. Well, all went according to plan. The rover avoided dangerous cliffs, sand dunes, and large boulders to reach its final destination. Now it has a mission, including gathering data that could show signs of ancient life on the planet. The samples will eventually be returned to Earth in about a decade. For now, you can check out that moment NASA flight engineers back on Earth heard touchdown confirmed and burst into cheers, applause, and even a few fist bumps. We posted that video on Instagram. Find us at NewsworthyPod. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first, this episode is made possible thanks to Fitbod. You know that feeling when you don't really want to work out, but then once you get going, you're so happy you did? I know I do. Well, no matter how tough your fitness goals may seem, Fitbod helps you build and maintain the habit with a dynamic program that learns from past workouts and then adjusts as you go. In fact, they'll help you get a stronger start to the year with 25% off a Fitbod membership now through February 28th. And I love that Fitbod gets it, that not everyone's workout should look the same. Location, intensity, pace, it can all vary. But Fitbod creates a program based on your unique body, experience, and environment. I love that when I get some extra at-home workout equipment, I can just update the app and my workout updates too. And the app has clear, easy-to-follow instructions for the exercises and even offers HD video tutorials if needed. So build the momentum to carry your fitness journey through the rest of the year with Fitbod. Get 25% off a membership when you sign up now through February 28th at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. U.S. officials have taken millions of fake N95 masks out of circulation. The counterfeit masks look like they're made from the brand 3M, but they're actually knockoffs. And they might not have the same protection standards as actual N95 masks since they were never tested. Federal investigators have been looking into them and found some of the phonies were sold to hospitals, medical facilities, and government agencies, potentially putting frontline workers at risk. Federal agents have seized more than 10 million of these counterfeit masks in recent weeks, and they've notified about 6,000 potential victims in at least 12 states. Homeland Security officials say they'll seek criminal charges, too. In the meantime, 3M has a website to help you learn how to spot fakes, and you can enter the barcode from the box into 3M's website to make sure it's genuine. Facebook took a drastic and controversial step in Australia, banning people in the country from viewing or sharing news stories on its platform. The ban is for both the average user and legitimate publishers. So any news story shared in Australian Facebook feeds or from Australian news organizations have now disappeared. It's because of a proposed law in Australia. The law would force tech companies like Google and Facebook to pay news providers for the journalism shared on their platforms. Google has agreed to it, but Facebook is pushing back. Facebook argues it's not stealing content when publishers choose to share stories on its platform. So it's sending a message with this ban. Australian leaders are now asking Facebook to reconsider, saying the law is meant to give media a fair go on tech platforms and that other countries may follow suit. In fact, Canada is apparently thinking about similar legislation, so stay tuned. Amazon wants you to decide which products it'll roll out next. The company launched a new program called Build It. It's sort of like Kickstarter. If enough people pre-order a product, Amazon will make it, and if not, it won't. Amazon will come up with product ideas and give them 30 days to gain steam. If they're popular, people will actually get the items. But either way, customers will not be charged until a product ships, so if it turns out an item is not popular enough, you won't lose money. Already, there are three possible products up for consideration: a printer for sticky notes, a high-tech nutrition scale, and a cuckoo clock that you can program for all sorts of things. All three are so-called smart devices, so they link up with Amazon's Alexa. Of course, Amazon says it has more product concepts in the works. For the first time, scientists cloned a U.S. endangered species. The clone is a black-footed ferret named Elizabeth Ann. It was born in December and just announced this week. Scientists used frozen genes of another ferret who died more than 30 years ago, and it worked. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says Elizabeth Ann is now, quote, holding her own, and that it's a huge milestone. She won't be released into the wild, though. Researchers will keep her for more research and breeding. As for other black-footed ferrets, they're pretty susceptible to disease, and it's tough for them to successfully reproduce. But 30 years ago, they were a little hardier. Now Elizabeth Ann has that DNA in her, so she and her offspring will likely face fewer challenges. Scientists think this type of work could eventually bring back extinct species or save other endangered ones. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is made possible thanks to Blue Blocks. Blue Blocks was created because of a lack of science behind leading blue light blocking glasses. So they got to work and created three specific lenses for daytime, nighttime, and color therapy that actually aligned with what peer-reviewed academic research was suggesting. For example, Blue Blocks says its Sleep Plus lens is the only true 100% blue and green light blocking lens for after sunset use, meant to improve sleep, reduce anxiety, and relax you. I've been wearing these when working right before bed, and I do notice a difference. And other options include the blue light lens that is the clear lens made for people who work under artificial light during the day, and that can help with things like headaches and digital eye strain. So learn more about all the options and the different styles and get 20% off your order at blueblocks.com/newsworthy. That's Blue Blocks, spelled blueblocks.com/newsworthy. blueblocks.com/newsworthy to get 20% off your order. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about how a friendly college rivalry is raising thousands of dollars for restaurant workers who have been struggling during the pandemic. The so-called tip war started last month in Ohio. A Xavier University alumnus ate lunch at a Cincinnati cafe. He ended up tipping his server $1,000 on a $55 check. And with it, the man left a note on a napkin that read, "Please share this tip with all of your employees." He also wrote, "Go Xavier." Well, the restaurant shared the news of his generous tip on Facebook. Then, two University of Cincinnati fans saw the post, and they were not about to be outdone. They went to another local restaurant and left a $1,001 tip with a note that read, "Let's see how long we can keep this going. Bearcats up by one." Since then, dozens of Xavier and University of Cincinnati fans have been tipping generously at restaurants all around the area. Most went up by $1 each time. There was also one rare show of unity in which one person wrote, "I love both teams," and tipped $1,500. Earlier this month, ABC News reported this tip war had brought in more than $34,000 in tips and counting for local restaurant workers. All right, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.